Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Hallelujah. I heard you, Minister Donna. I got you covered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just bless you this morning. We honor you as the Most High God. We just thank you that there's no God greater than you. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. In the name of Jesus, we break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that came into our lives during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Lord. We call you Lord of our lives. In the name of Jesus, I break all spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives and the lives of our children. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others and the lives of our children, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you. We adore you. We just thank you, oh God, that you saw fit in the name of Jesus to allow us to have salvation, oh God. Father, let your angels ascend and descend upon the lives of us and our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your angels give a charge over us and deliver us. Let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy, and let the angel of the Lord persecute our enemies, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your angels fight for us in the heavens against principalities. Let your angels, in the name of Jesus, of your presence, save us. Let your angels go before and make the crooked path straight in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, send your angels before us to prosper our ways in Jesus' name. Lord, hear our voices, O God, and send your angels to deliver us. Send your angels to smite the demons that could destroy us and our families in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we are an heir of salvation. Send your angels to minister to us. Send your angels to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Lord, confess us before your holy angels. Send your angels in the night to minister to us. Let your angels meet and as we walk into our destinies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Our hearts rejoice today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we continually give our God, our praise, and our thanksgiving. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and we are grateful that God has given us children as a gift from him. How blessed we are. Psalms 113:9 says, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalms 127:3 says, lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Isaiah 18:8 says, behold, I and the children who the Lord have given us are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Well, this morning we have a great mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. She's been faithful to Bible Storyland for almost 3 years now we've been on. So I thank God for her. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
What are you going to play this morning?
Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, you heard the song. Brother Noah built the ark. We're going to be talking about Noah and the ark today. But before we come on with the story, we have Minister Donna Hawkins, and she is from Paducah, Kentucky. How are you feeling today, Minister Donna?
Great and blessed, Minister G. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. My birthday was Tuesday. I'm celebrating 66 wonderful years that the Lord has given me to shout and praise and give him praise and thanksgiving.
Bless your heart. That's wonderful.
What you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing Victory Is Mine.
All right.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting the victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up singing and shouting a victory. Oh, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, my God! Two awesome songs, Karen saying, Jesus loves me, this I know, and Sister Minister Donna Hawkins saying, victory is mine. You know, the only way we really can have true victory is in Jesus. So I thank God for those two awesome songs. Hallelujah. We are blessed to have mighty men and women of God on with us today. And you know what? It is Children's Day, as I said before, and I'm going to say a prayer for our children. You know, our children are in trouble. And, you know, God says, let not our hearts be troubled, but we have to go before the Lord. You know, we can't just talk about the murders and the hideous crimes against our children. We got to bend the knee and call on the Father to help. He is our helper. He said, whatever we ask in his name, believing, of course, we must believe that he would grant it. So when we pray, but he also said, you know, to humble ourselves before him, turn from our wicked ways. He said, the people that are called by his name, humble ourselves before him. Turn from our wicked ways And then he would hear us from his throne in heaven, and he would heal our land. So we got to call on the name of the Lord so he can hear our cries for our children. So today I'm going to say a prayer for the children, and I pray that you pray silently as I pray aloud for the children. If you got your phone on mute, you can pray as loud as you want. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in America, in every continent in the world. In the name of Jesus, you have set your glory above the heavens. We adore you, O Lord. O Father God, you are our God from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We stand in awe of your greatness, O God. We bless you, Abba Father. We thank you for your great mercy and your grace. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to bless our children with safety and peace, O God. Our hearts cry out to you to have great mercy upon our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Deal with the murderers in the land who's murdering our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let their prayers become sin who's murdering our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, hear our prayers today. Lord, be our children's light and their salvation, as well as their strength of their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that when the wicked, the enemies and our foes of our children try to devour our children, they stumble and they fall in the name of Jesus. Though an host of enemies should surround our children, Lord God, we thank you that our hearts will not fear. Even if war comes against our children, we have confidence in you, O God. Lord, our desire is in you, that our children will seek you, and they will stay rooted and grounded in you, Lord God, all the days of their lives. So they will gaze upon your beauty and inquire in your temple, O God. Lord, when our children are in trouble, hide them in your pavilion, in the secret of your tabernacle. Hide our children, O Lord. Lord, we thank you that our children shall be lifted above their enemies. Therefore, we offer you sacrifices of joy in your tabernacle. We will sing songs of praise to you, O Most High. Lord, hear our cry and with our voices, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O God, and answer us, O God. We seek your face today, O God. Do not hide your face from our children or from us, O God. Neither put us away in anger, O God. You have been the help of our children, O God. You have been our help, O God. Do not leave us nor forsake us, O Lord, of our salvation, O God. Teach us your ways, and we will teach our children your ways. Lead us, O God, in a plain path, as well as leading our children, because of the enemy who is after their souls, O God. Deliver our children and us from the will of the enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against our children, and they speak against them with cruelness, O God. In the name of Jesus, we believe to see your goodness, O God. We believe to see your goodness, O God. While we are alive, we remind ourselves, O God, and our children to wait on you, O God, to be of good courage, and you will strengthen our hearts, O God. We thank you, O Lord God, for hearing this prayer and answering our prayers, O God. O Father God, we come to you, O God, even for the babies in the womb, O God. We decree and declare that our babies in the womb shall be born healthy. They shall eat healthy. They shall be born healthy, O God, in the name of Jesus. They shall eat the good fruit of the land. They shall eat the good vegetables of the land. And they shall be healthy, they shall be strong, and they shall be well, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless you today, and we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. Well, amen, amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord this morning. You know, we are so blessed. I was at an outing a few months ago, and I met a talented young lady, young girl. She's 11 years old, and not long after that, I met her twin sister. Her twin sister's name is Angel, and Asia is on with us today. Her mother is Miss Betty Pierce, and I thank God for this woman of God allowing her daughter to come on. Her mother's never met me, but she trusted that I was a woman of God, and she's allowed her daughter to come on today. Asia Pierce is a beautiful young woman. God has given her the voice of song and praise unto him. So she's on, 11 years young. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
How are you doing again this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, sweetie. How is your twin, Angel?
She's good.
Good. Are y'all having a good summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, good. You been swimming?
A lot of times.
Oh, good. Hallelujah. Well, what are you going to sing for us this morning, Asia?
I'm singing There He Is by Trinity 5-7.
Say it again, sweetie.
There He Is by Trinity 5-7.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. I just didn't understand the name of the song, but it's okay. Go ahead and sing.
Okay. Who is the man that said he could save? And who's in my dark clouds away? And who said they were bring joy to my day? And who said they wash all of my sins away? There he is. Reach out and touch him. Call on his name. Don't be afraid. Reach up in the sky. If the bird is a plane, know it's Jesus. Come and save me. Hallelujah.
Hello? Asia?
I'm done.
Oh,
ma'am?
You finished? Okay, all right. Well, I thank God for that song. It was. You have a beautiful voice, and we thank the Lord for you, Asia. Do me a favor. Sing it one more time. It's kind of short. Sing it one more time.
Okay. Who is the man to say he could say? And who's in my dark clouds away? And who said they were bring joy to my day? And who said they wash all of my sins away? There he is. Reach out and touch him. Call on his name. Don't be afraid. Reach up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane. Lord Jesus, come and save me. Hallelujah. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, man, that was awesome. Yes, indeed. Jesus is the man who can save us. Come and save us, Jesus. Asia, that was so beautiful. You keep singing for the Lord, and he will bless you mightily. God will bless you in ways that you can't even dream of. You just keep singing for the Lord. So today we also have someone else on with us. I believe Minister Stacy Holman is on. Minister Stacy, would you press 1 for me, please? Press 1. He was on.
Yeah.
Okay, there. All right. I didn't say anything. I'll talk. Minister Stacy, is that you? Hello? Minister Stacy, is that you? Okay, she can't hear me and I can't hear her. Can't hear you this morning. She is on with us. She has her 2 children on too. And she's going to sing, but we can't hear you. I think maybe she hung up and she'll call back. All right, let's see if we can get her on. Okay, here she is again. All right, Minister Stacy, is that you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. We couldn't hear you the first time. What are your children's name again?
Jabril and Bianca.
All right, what are y'all going to sing?
This Little Light of Mine.
All right. Hi, Jabril. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Jabria?
Four.
Four? Girl, you catching up with me. And Bianca, how old are you? I mean, yes, how old are you?
Eight.
4 and 8. Oh, my God, you almost passed me, girl. Are y'all having fun this summer?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. All right, what are y'all going to sing today?
This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, I love that. Go right ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hiding on the bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hiding on the bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hiding on the bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. This little light of mine, I love that. I'm gonna let it shine. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for each of you. Oh, those were beautiful songs. So, girls, like I said to AJ, all of you keep singing for the Lord, and he's going to bless you mightily in ways you can't even dream of. You see, the Lord loves children. And when you grow up, you're still going to, I'm still his child. When you grow up, you're still going to be, I'm sorry, were you saying something, Minister?
I was just agreeing with you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for what everything that he's doing in our lives and for saving our children and for keeping them, you know, close to him. This little light of mine, oh, that was awesome, girls. I love that song, Jabril and Bianca. You're welcome. You're welcome. I thank God for your mother. Minister Stacy Hawkins, she continually stays on the wall. She continually sings songs of praise and teaches her children. So I thank God for the mothers, Sister Betty Pierce and Minister Stacy Hawkins. Holman. Well, you know what? This morning, God is with us. He's with us. He's with us this morning. And he wants our children to know about him.
Amen.
All right, just hang on a second. I'm trying to get a particular song on here.
Thank you.
tell you a story about a man named Mr. Noah. This week, I went on a spiritual journey in the Old Testament to visit a mighty man of God, and I read about his life. His story is published in the book of Genesis. As I read about his life in Genesis, I learned many things about Father God and how mighty God is. And you know what? What I learned is God observes each one of us every day. He looks on our lives, and, you know, sometimes he's pleased with what he sees with us, and other times he's displeased by what he sees in us. And as I read in Genesis 6:5, God saw wickedness, evil things in the people he created on the earth, and everything imaginable on the thoughts of men's heart was evil continually. And God repented that he made man. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and every creeping thing and fowls of the air. For I repented that I made them. So Mr. Noah was the only man on the earth who was pleasing to God. And so God told Mr. Noah, he said, I'm going to save you, your wife, and your three sons. Mr. Noah was very, very obedient to God. So he began to do what God told him. God said, I want you to build a boat called an ark. And God instructed him with the help of his son. So he started building. He used the hammer. He used the saw. And he just started building. He did it just like God told him. Started building. He was hammering. He was nailing. He was obedient to God. So God had told him, he said, okay, not only that, I don't want you just to build an ark. I want you to preach to the people, and I want you to warn them because they're unrighteous. I want you to warn them that it's going to rain if they don't straighten up. Warn them that it's going to rain if they don't get their lives right with me. But the people didn't believe Mr. Noah. So Mr. Noah, he just kept on building the ark. And you know what? He was so obedient to God. God gave him instructions. He said, listen, I want you to build it so high, so wide, and so long. And because Mr. Noah is obedient, he did it exactly like God told him to do. So not only was he building the ark, he continued to preach. He preached to the people. You know, God could depend on him. So he kept preaching to the people. And so Father God told Mr. Noah, he said, now, when you get that ark finished, Mr. Noah, he said, I want you to put the animals inside. I want you to get two of every kind of animal, and I want you to put those on the ark of your family. So Mr. Noah gathered all kinds of animals. He got two tigers, male and female. He got two lions, male and female. He got two elephants, male and female. He got two raccoons, male and female. He got two bears, male and female. And he got two horses, male and female. And also, he got the sea animals, like the starfish, male and female, the jellyfish, male and female, the sharks, male and female. He got the eagles, male and female, the birds and fowls of the air. He got the pigeons, male and female, the redbirds, the bluebirds, the blackbirds, male and female. And so, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he got these on the ark, too.
No.
You know what that is, Asia? Oh, she may have it on mute. But he got the cows, and listen to this animal. Yeah, he got the ducks and the geese, and then he put these animals on the ark. Pigs and the hogs. And then he got these animals on there. Now, after Mr. Noah, he also got these on there, too. He He got the horses, male and female. He got all the animals on there. And then after he's gotten all the animals and all the sea creatures and all the fowls of the air, everything God told him, then he got on the ark with his wife and his three sons and their wives. And when he got on there, God shut the door. And guess what happened next? I want you to listen to what happened. This is what happened next. It started raining, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. Now the people started crying out to Noah when it was raining. They said, Noah, it's enough. Let us on the ship. Let us on the ark. It's enough. It's enough. But, you know, Noah was a compassionate man. But he couldn't get the door open because God closed it. So it rained, and it rained. And I want to tell you a talk about how long it lasted. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 10. It rained 20. It rained 30. It rained 40. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. And God saved Noah and the animals. He saved animals two by two. He saved the tigers. He saved the giraffes. And God saved the elephants too. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God said, stop! No more rain! So it didn't rain anymore. It didn't rain anymore until when God said, stop, no more rain. It stopped raining. But you know what? That was salvation for Noah and his family. And God wants his children to be saved today. He wants all of his children to be saved everywhere. He said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling everybody everywhere to repent and follow him. So, Sister Karen is going to play another song for us this morning, and then we're going to talk about salvation and the backsliders. What you going to play, Sister Karen?
Jesus loves the little children of the world.
All right. Jesus loves the children of the world. Amen. Of the world, not just in America, but he loves the children in every part of the world. So we thank the Lord today for Children's Day. That was awesome, Sister Karen. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sideria, are you on? Let me see if this is Sideria. She's going to sing for us this morning. Hold on. Sideria, are you on? Sideria? Okay, I don't think she's on this morning. But we thank God for everyone who's participated with us. And you know what? I want to tell you, God wants everybody saved. And once we get saved, he don't want us to get back in the mud and the mire of life. No, he wants us to stay faithful to him. He wants us to stay faithful to him. So don't backslide, because you know no man knows the day nor the hour when God is going to come back. He said, oh, yeah, it's time now. Come on. But if you backslid, you're going to be left behind, as that movie goes, left behind. Well, I thank God for each of you. Do we have any testimonies this morning? We got time for some testimonies. Press 1. Someone press 1, 904-924. Do you have a testimony? 904-924. Okay. They may be on mute. We can't hear you. Okay. Hello, Minister Stacy, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
All right, you got a testimony this morning.
Yes, I was taking a class at my job, and they wasn't paying me. My supervisor, I could take the class without being paid. I could take it, but it wouldn't be paid for because it wasn't related to my job position. And then yesterday she sent me an email saying that she would pay for the class.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Now that
Amen.
Is just, I'm telling you, God knows what we need and he take care of us.
Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Any more testimonies? Press 1. There's someone, 904-924. You press 1. Hello? All right, anybody else have a testimony this morning? Testimony time, something, you know, that the Lord has done for you. All right. Well, I was looking for Brother David. He was, oh, Brother David, you got a testimony? Come on now, I know you got one. Brother David, you got a testimony this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Good morning. We hear you.
Amen. Yeah. Well, I got plenty of testimony. I always have testimony, but you know, I let people chat. But I tell you, when I was in New York, I prayed. The entertainment industry was so kind and loving. God showed me favor up there. And he showed me what exists in this world, and not to worry about what I'm in the storm that I'm in the middle of, because he has beautiful creations all over the world. Just because something happened right where you are doesn't mean it's like that everywhere else. So I begin to pray that when I come home that I don't have to go back to those same comedy rooms where there's no creativity and people always speaking death and not life. And I tell you, man, well, you already know it's so amazing. God has given us an open mic where I've been working with this lady for the longest, and that same night that I got the opportunity for that, another guy called and wanted us to come out to his building on Sunday nights. And God's just been opening doors and doing things. But it's all about you being obedient to God. You know, I was just thinking this morning, and I watch other people perform, and I don't like to judge people, but you can see that their talent exceeds their personal life. In other words, the things that they put into their body and what they do to themselves it slows down what God has for you. It stops it. And just the ability for God giving you sight that you can sit back and watch and see. So I came to the conclusion, if you can't see the glory of God, you need to question the darkness that is in your life. That's the conclusion I got. But I just thank God for life, thank him for family, and thank him for all of you. And pushing me to grow spiritually. I'm just a thankful, humble servant.
Amen. Thank God for you, Brother David. Well, I have a testimony. God has allowed me to live 66 years on the earth with his grace and mercy, and he has blessed me with good health and strength. He has blessed me to even come up out of a hurricane, Katrina. I was in the midst of it, but he kept me alive, and he has been blessing me since I have been here on the earth. So I thank the Lord for 66 years. Hallelujah.
Amen. Happy birthday, Sister G. I don't know if I had an opportunity. I think I might have told you on Facebook. I don't know, but we thank God for you.
You did.
It's such a blessing.
You did. Well, I thank God for each of you. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anybody have a prayer request? Press 1. Make your request known.
Okay. I'm already on, so.
All right, what's your request?
I just requested all God's children seek to be obedient to God. Make that their highest priority in life. Because as we make sacrifices and commit to God, it's amazing the blessings that he will store upon us. And it's up to us to do it as individuals. I mean, we try to encourage other individuals, but the end result, I pray that we all make a commitment to God, our Creator, and we humble ourselves, and we love him with all of the heart that we have.
Amen, amen. All right, any more requests? Press 1. If you're already on, you can state your request.
I have a request. I have a friend that's going to go on her walk to Emmaus. The first weekend of August, I am also praising that the Lord for her doing real well. She had to miss her walk before because of illness, and now she's going to be able to go this time.
Amen, Emmaus. Okay, Emmaus walk. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1.
This is G?
Yes.
Okay, if you can pray for my sister in the hospital named Pam, and pray for my cousin Pearl, and pray again my brother Gerald. Just pray for my family and pray for me a new job, and pray to go forth in ministry like never before. Pray for my son Andrew, who also is a youth minister. He's gonna be speaking tomorrow at service. I'm pray for him. And just pray for all my children, my husband, my children, pray for our family.
Okay. Now, what's your cousin's name again?
Pearl. Willie Pearl.
And you said another person, too, your brother?
My brother, Gerald, and my cousin, Pete. I think my niece, Audrey, and my niece, Andrea. Audrey.
All right. I'll pray for your whole family. Okay.
Yeah, just pray for him. But Audrey is sick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pray for him. But yeah, just pray for my whole family. That'll be fine. And those that are not saved, that's fine. Just pray for them. Thank you, Sister G.
Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Well, good morning, my sister. How are you? 355.
Yes, Carissa, this is Ella.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Yeah, if you will, you pray for my whole family, and a special prayer for my daughter, Pearl, that lives in Fort Worth, Texas. She's having a bad financial problem right now. So if you would pray for her, as long as the rest of the family, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Talk with you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anybody else? Press 1. 904-924, you press 1. We're still waiting for you. If you want to say anything, if not, it's okay. Anybody else? Prayer request. Don't want to miss anybody, because sometimes I miss people, but I don't want to miss anybody. All right, well, we missed Sister Jackie this morning. I spoke to her last night, so I'm going to say a prayer for her also. And Minister Donna Hawkins and her family. Father God, we just beseech you this morning, and we thank you that you are a great God, and you are a mighty King, and truly there is no God like you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider. Father, because we're human, we err, we sin, we have secret faults, we ask forgiveness, O God. Father, your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear us from heaven and you will heal our land. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us not be a nation like the nation during Noah's time. They were rebellious, stubborn, and they refused to listen to your men and women that you sent to bring the word to them. Oh, God, send the Noahs, oh, God, and allow us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to listen, to be obedient in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we pray a spirit of obedience upon America, upon the children in America, the children that belong to you, oh, God. And those that are not saved, we ask you for salvation, Father God. And, Father, we lift up Brother David Emmanuel's family in the name of Jesus. We thank you for he and his family being blessed in the name of Jesus, coming closer with you with each passing day. We thank you for their protection. And, Lord, you know his children are in school, particularly the one in college, we need more finances in the name of Jesus, scholarships, oh, God. So we thank you for being his provider in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Jackie Travis, in the name of Jesus, and for her family. We thank you for her safety, in the name of Jesus, protection and provision. We ask you, Lord, to be with every patient that she ministers to on a daily basis. Oh, God, give her strength, give her energy, and meet her needs in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we lift up Karen's friend that's going to be doing the Emmaus walk. We thank you that you restore her health in the name of Jesus, so much so, Father God, that she will be able to to complete the walk in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we thank you for Sister Minister Stacy Holman and her family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, with safety and peace in Jesus' name. We bless you today, Father God. We bless you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh, God, for strength for your people. We ask you, Lord, to give Minister Stacy Hawkins' family strength in the name of Jesus, a greater measure of faith in you, oh, God, trust in you like never before in Jesus' name. And, Father God, we thank you today, oh, God, for Minister Donna Hawkins and her family, her husband, and their two mothers, oh, God, and all of the family members. And, Father, you know about the family reunion today, and I thank you that their love for one another is growing greater with each passing day. I thank you for safety for those who are traveling on the highway back and forth, oh, God. We bind up Oshun, Ogun, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for their protection. We thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for their health and their strength. We thank you, Father God, for Miss Ella, oh, God, Sister Ella, your precious daughter, oh, God. Heal her body in the name of Jesus from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And, Lord, we are thanking you today in the name of Jesus for her daughter. In the name of Jesus, Audrey, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal her, Father God, and her cousin Audrey, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh, God, for increase, financial increase for her daughter. And, Father God, you know every concern, even before we brought them to you. You said you've already answered. So we thank you, oh, God, that you are, in the name of Jesus, the one who hears, the one who answers. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you are not selfish, that you are not human, but you are divine. You are holy. You are supernatural, God. And Father God, we thank you for moving in the lives of your people like never before. And so, Father, we bless you and we honor you today. We thank you. We give you great glory, great praise, oh God, because truly you deserve all the glory, all the praise, and all. And we thank you, oh God, all the thanksgiving, because truly you have been faithful and you have been loyal. So we bless you today. We honor you today. And we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. I lift up everyone today, Father God, who came on Bible Storyland, particularly the children, oh God. And we thank you for every family member. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength. O Father, we bless you today. We honor you today. O Father God, as your people humble themselves before you, O God, forgive us of our sins. Father God, heal our land. O Father God, bless our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for protection, for direction, for strength, keeping that hedge around our children, O God. We bless you and we thank you, Father, for hearing every prayer request today, Father God. And we just thank you, O God, that you are a great God, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. So we bless and honor and thank you today for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace, for your favor. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. Excuse me, and we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Be glorified in the heavens, O God. Be glorified in the earth, O God. Have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. We have anybody who want to share a testimony real quick, press 1. Anyone want to share anything real quick, just press 1. If you're already on, you can speak. Mm. Hello?
Well, I'll share another one if nobody's going to share one. No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, I completed that spiritual play decision. It was good, pretty good turnout. We could have used more people there, but we had a good time in the name of the Lord. It was a good family spiritual play. And today I go to rehearsal for another play that has an even stronger spiritual message as it was described to me. And I'll be going to practice for that play today. So,
what's the name of it?
I'd have to get back with you on that because the girl filled me with so much information I can't even remember. But she said we're going to have to create the illusion of spirits moving about and coming around and visions that she had from God and all that stuff like that. So sounds pretty complicated. We're going to make it happen.
All right.
As soon as I get that information, I'm going to forward it to you.
All right. Okay. And come back on the radio Thursday or Saturday and make the announcement again. I thank God for you, Brother David. Hi, Sister Donna.
She's blessed and grateful. I didn't know if she dialed in this morning or not, but
I don't see a number. She may be on here, but I didn't see a number.
Yeah,
I thank
at
God
this time.
For
yeah, this time we didn't get that thing from Alvin Ailey, but. You know, we got that thing in Miami, so, what you know, the Lord knows, you know, where we're supposed to go before we go, so we just trust in him.
Amen. Amen. Scholarship in Miami. Hallelujah. All right, as I said, it is closing time. I thank God for each of you. You have been a blessing to us. You know, God loves our children, and he loves us so much. He sent Jesus to die for us because of his love. And you know what? Let's return the love to God. How do we return it? By being obedient, as Brother David said, be obedient to him. Do what he tells us to do. And then when we fall short and we don't do it, you say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up again. And don't you know he'll forgive you? And when you bring it up again, he'll ask, what you talking about? I don't remember that. He don't remember the things of old, you know, that we keep holding on to. Once we ask forgiveness of it, he let it go. He forgives us and let it go. Isn't that awesome? He's not like us. You know how we hold grudges for 15 years, 25 years? But he's not like that. He just, he's so amazing. That's why he's God. And you know his first commandment says, we have to love him with all of our heart, soul, and our strength, to love each other like we love ourselves, is the second commandment. And you know what he wants us to do? He wants us to read his word. He wants us to study it. Be pleasing to him. I don't know why our phone is ringing,
PSL but... 02. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area.
Oh,
please try your call again later.
Open. I'm sorry. That's okay.
PSL 02.
So
the mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area.
Men,
please try your call again later.
At 5 p.m. next Saturday, August